Firstly, it wants to be invisible, so it can hang around girls' changing rooms without being seen. For its second wish, it would like X-ray vision, so it can see through ladies' garments. And thirdly, it wants the crippling pain in its right wrist to go away. Parents are warned that this program is formulated and controlled by Laboratoire Garnier, Paris. On behalf of the controller and continuity announcers, we'd like to welcome you to BBC Two's 6:30 to midnight service via 9:15. We'll be taking off shortly with The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, followed at 6:30,000 feet by a black and white film. Then we'll be cruising steadily towards the close of tonight's broadcast with a mixture of sport and wildlife programs as usual. Refreshments will be available during our transmission. Simply ask your wife, girlfriend or mum, and she'll be pleased to provide you with anything from the kitchen's extensive selection. In the unlikely event of a reception problem, your nearest exits are the back door in the utility room and the French windows. A remote control will drop from the compartment above your head, and a life jacket can be found under your sofa, along with several old coins and some dog hair. We would remind all viewers to extinguish their cigarettes until after the repeat of MASH. And once again, thank you for choosing BBC Two, even though it may be a bit boring compared to Channel 4 sometimes.
You're listening to Andy Kershaw. That was the latest offering from Dump. That's out now on the One Little Cow label, formerly called Junk Monkey. Wouldn't that be Monk Junkie? It's a white vinyl CD that's out next Monday on the Sticky label with a gatefold back. Now, I've carved out a nice little niche for myself in world music. No one else likes it, and no one likes my regional accent either. But frankly, I don't care because I get to go to third world countries on expenses. I picked that up in Botswana last year, along with bilharzia, typhoid and malaria. All of whom are, of course, on the Doghead label, formerly owned by Piggy Minster, who used to be the drummer out of the Loobs. Now on Creation. Well, enough from me. This is Rabbit Driller.
Years ago, a fat man called Orson Welles caused widespread American panic with his adaptation of H.G. Wells' War of the Worlds. Tonight, on This Wireless Machine, you can hear the first part of a dramatic new musical version of the Surveyor's Report on a 1950s semi in Hammersmith.
This property is laid to mains drainage with an inspection chamber located to the front. The cover was lifted, and the chamber was found to be clean, free-flowing, and free from defect.
The musical version of that surveyor's report can be heard if you rewind that particular sketch and listen to it again.
Radio 3, it's midday, and time for Composer of the Week. This week, we look at Verdi and his influence on the neoclassic.
Oh, for God's sake, will you shut up in there? Turn it down!
Please, for the love of God, turn it down!
In an effort to appeal to a hipper, younger audience, we present Radio 4's new panel game for substance abusers, featuring Will Self, Irvin Welsh, and celebrity scorer Brian Harvey. In a minute, I'll Just Have a Line is produced in our Columbia studio and smuggled into the country within a man's buttocks.
Reports are coming in that the television channel BBC Two has crashed tonight during a routine broadcast. Transmission was lost when the signal went down somewhere over the sea. Eyewitness accounts tell of the accident occurring just before 9 p.m., halfway through Top Gear. The estimated audience of 6.2 million are all feared dead, and the wreckage is strewn. As usual in these situations, bad weather is hampering the investigators' efforts as they struggle to locate the black box video recorder, which may hold clues as to the last few moments of Jeremy Clarkson and the dad of the lad from Supergrass.
That brings us to the end of BBC One's programmes for this evening. With the time coming up to just before the national anthem, there's just time to tell you that keeping you company through the night is BBC Radio. Radio 1 has dance music that's apparently larging it, while BBC Local Radio has a phone-in where some old woman rambles on about her grandchildren and how you used to be able to leave your door open. Due to new government legislation, tonight's national anthem has been scrambled. Viewers will have to buy a special decoder to unscramble the signal. This is to ensure that poor people cannot, this evening, be respectful of Her Majesty the Queen.
Brilliant, what a great show. Oh, I love the pets especially. On Thursdays, Blue Peter, Stuart, Katie and Romana, the token black one, will be dealing drug advice. They'll be learning how to smack up Jack in a prominent vein, chasing some dragons and popping some acid. Special guest Leslie Judd will be on hand and she'll be using double-sided sticky tape for speed.
You have one messages.
Hello. I assume that's the Radio 1 residence. Listen, it's Radio 3 here. I'm sorry, but I just have to say something. I was trying to broadcast Composer of the Week yesterday, a particularly exquisite piece, and the noise from your place was unbearable. Have you no consideration for other stations? Have you any idea what the Chemical Brothers or Underworld do to Verdi's Requiem? Well, have you? I suppose you think Verdi's a type of pasta, you ignorant scum!
Somebody stop him! He's stolen the theme tune! Jill! Some thieving toe rags just nicked the theme tune!
Bastard.
10 seconds ago, in this BBC studio, a man dressed in a hood and a black bombing jacket stole the Crimewatch UK theme tune. What follows is a reconstruction of the incident exactly as it happened. If you see a man with a theme tune in your area, don't approach him. Like all thieves, he's violent and would smash your head off. But remember,
don't have nightmares.
No, but seriously, don't have nightmares.
Radio 3. Apparently, the noise pollution people at the council can do nothing. I've been advised to keep a diary. Well, fight fire with fire. That's what I say.
Radio 3.
This is Channel 4. The Film on 4 season now continues with another film to watch. Viewers are warned that certain sequences contain frank language. The other parts of the film feature Susan nudity and Timothy sex scenes.
Due to recent government windfall taxes on orchestral arrangements of television news themes, ITN have recommissioned their theme tune with a view to cutting costs.
Coming up next on Sky Movies, Blue Murder at St. Trinian, starring George Cole.
followed by Sylvester Stallone in Rocky 2. Then, a chance to see the television premiere of our erotic thriller, Blue Murder at St. Trinian's, starring Arthur Daly. And the action continues in the romantic comedy Rocky 2, starring Meg Ryan. Viewing on Sky is rounded off with our political thriller set in the Pentagon, Corridors of Power. Blue Murder at St. Trinian's, starring Denzel Washington, Arthur Daly, and George Cole. And finally, a heartwarming family drama about a boy and his dolphin. That's Rocky 2, starring Flipper. All this action for £30 a month. Where else could you get the chance to see the same movies three times a day? Sky Movies. Get it out on video. It's cheaper.
This is Radio 4. And now the second part of our three-part adaptation of The Phoenix and the Carpet by E. Nesbitt. In this episode, Dorothy and the Scarecrow realize that no one's listening.
Hurry along, Dorothy. We've got to get to the magic emerald thing before nightfall.
Oh, shut up, for God's sake. Don't you realize no one's listening to this? It's 7 o'clock on a Sunday evening on Radio 4. I mean, get real. Everyone's watching You've Been Framed or listening to the Top 40.
But Dorothy, I've got to find a brain, and you've got to sing the rainbow song to destroy the wicked Stig of the Dump.
Listen, Hayface, don't start getting ideas above your station. You're a jobbing actor. You've been out of work for 7 months, and this was the only gig you could get, even though you once played burglar number 3 in The Bill in 1992. Let's face it, the only guaranteed work you've got after today is playing Stupid Jack in a pantomime in Canterbury. Shut your face and get your trousers off.
The Phoenix and the Carpet was mixed up with The Wizard of Oz on purpose in order to confuse children.
This is Radio 3. In changing conceptions of the concert hall later today, real Radio 3 presenter and serious musician type Jeremy J. Beadle gets increasingly confused as to which Jeremy Beadle he actually is.
Right. With me is the conductor, Otto Klemperer. And he sent in this hilarious video of himself conducting an orchestra and falling over at a wedding. And he wins £500. See for yourself. Hilarious! Now then, this is Sally Blythe. She's the harp player in the Liverpool Philharmonic Orchestra. What we've done is replaced Sally with an exact replica that's identical to the real one. During the first movement of the Sibelius Violin Concerto, we're going to drop a crane on her. Just watch the face of the chap with the violin.
There's a BBC book to accompany this series written by an increasingly confused Jeremy J. Beadle. Am I the clever one on Radio 3 or the beardy one with the crappy ITV filler programmes? It's published by BBC Books at $16.99.